I thank the distinguished representative of the United States for her statement, and I call upon Representative Canada. Canada, you have the floor.
Le Canada convient que les pays à proximité des crises donnant lieu à des déplacements importants.
Canada agrees that countries undergoing major displacements are suffering difficulties, and it welcomes the generosity of states that are hosting large numbers of refugees. They should not have to take all of the responsibility for these difficulties. Donors and resettlement countries have shown great generosity, but this is not enough in itself. Amongst other things, other countries must continue.
The Commissioner is to be commended for his leadership, and that leadership will continue to be essential moving forward. Canada firmly supports UNHCR's unique protection mandate and acknowledges the invaluable work of its staff and partners. At the same time, Canada wishes to underscore the fundamental responsibility of states to uphold and effectively implement the principles of the refugee protection regime. Refugees are not only a shared responsibility, but they're people who can make a positive contribution. Canada has welcomed thousands and thousands of refugees from many different countries over the years, and we have seen those refugees and their children become tremendously productive and contributing members of our society, our cultural life, and our economy. The New York Declaration reaffirmed the 1951 Convention and its 1967 Protocol as the foundation of refugee protection. It also reaffirmed respect for the institution of asylum and the principle of non-refoulement. Unfortunately, there are still too many states not signatory to the convention, and too often even signatories are not providing refugees with the protections required by the convention. Effective protection requires a safe, welcoming, and inclusive environment. Many refugees have fled discrimination, intolerance, and xenophobia in their home countries. They should not face the same treatment in receiving countries and communities. Children are at particular risk, and women encounter a higher risk of gender-based violence. We encourage UNHCR to ensure protection interventions, such as preventing and addressing gender-based violence, are prioritized from the onset of an emergency and mainstreamed in UNHCR's work. Mr. Chair, we need to re-energize the global response and move towards towards comprehensive approaches to address not only immediate needs, but foster resilience to pave the way for sustainable solutions. Education is a critical component of immediate and long-term strategies for protection and solutions. Canada calls for a renewed focus on education for refugees and technical vocational training by UNHCR and by other agencies and partners as central for self-sufficiency, with particular attention to the needs of children, youth, and women. Mr. Chair, UNHCR's role is crucial in facilitating responsibility sharing and coordinated long-term approaches. Canada encourages the agency to further strengthen its partnerships, including with other UN agencies, international financial institutions, and host states, and to maintain a strong focus on solutions programming, using innovative and practical approaches. Further, Canada calls on the agency to ensure it allocates adequate resources to solutions and to promote the strategic use of resettlement in coordination with other humanitarian and development activities benefiting refugees. In closing, Mr. Chair, Canada calls on all EXCOM members to honor commitments made throughout various high-level meetings in 2016 to support UNHCR in implementing the Comprehensive Refugee Response Framework, and to play a constructive role in developing a global compact on refugees by 2018. Canada looks forward to a fruitful and forward-looking debate during this session. Thank you.
I thank the distinguished representative of Canada for her statement. I call upon Representative of Germany. Germany, you have the floor.